Ezekiel 44. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces east, and it was shut. The Lord said to me, "This gate shall remain shut. It shall not be opened, and no one shall enter by it, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore, it shall remain shut. Only the prince, because he is a prince, may sit in it to eat food before the Lord. He shall enter by the way of the vestibule of the gate and shall go out by the same way." Then he brought me by the way of the north gate to the front of the temple. And I looked, and lo, the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord. And I fell on my face. The Lord said to me, "Mortal, mark well, look closely, and listen attentively to all that I shall tell you concerning all the ordinances of the temple of the Lord and all its laws. And mark well those who may be admitted to the temple and all those who are to be excluded from the sanctuary. Say to the rebellious house, to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, the Lord God, O house of Israel, let there be an end to all your abominations in admitting foreigners, uncircumcised and hard in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, profaning my temple when you offer to me my food, the fat and blood. Have broken my covenant with all my your abominations, and you have not kept charge of my sacred offerings, but you have appointed foreigners to act for you in keeping my charge in my sanctuary. Thus says Lord, the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel, shall enter my sanctuary, but the Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols, when in Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple and serving in the temple. They shall slaughter the burnt offerings and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall attend on them and serve them, because they ministered to them before their idols and made the house of Israel stumble into iniquity. Therefore, I have sworn concerning them, says the Lord God, that they shall bear their punishment. They shall not come near to me to serve me as priests, nor come near any of my sacred offerings, the things that are most sacred, but they shall bear their shame and the consequences of the abominations they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, to do all its chores, and that it is to be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the descendants of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the people of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall attend me to offer me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. It is they who shall enter my sanctuary. It is they who shall approach my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. When they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall wear linen vestments. They shall have nothing of wool on them while they minister at the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen undergarments on their loins. They shall not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out into the outer court to the people, they shall remove the vestments in which they have been ministering and lay them in the holy chambers. And they shall put on other garments so that they may not communicate holiness to the people with their vestments. They shall not shave their heads or let their locks grow long. They shall only trim the hair of their heads. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not marry a widow or a divorced woman, but only a virgin of the stock of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. They shall teach my people and the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. In a controversy, they shall act as judges, and they shall decide in according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes regarding all my appointed festivals, and they shall keep my Sabbaths holy. They shall not defile themselves by going near to a dead person, for father or mother, however, and for son or daughter, and for brother or unmarried sister, they may defile themselves. After he has come clean, they shall count 7 days for him. On the day that he goes into the holy place, into the inner court, to minister in the holy place, he shall offer his sin offering, says the Lord God. This shall be their inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no holding in Israel. I am their holding. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs. The first of all the fruits of all kinds of a priest. And every offering of all kinds from all your offerings shall belong to the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough in order that all blessings may rest on your house. The priest shall not eat of anything, whether bird or animal, that died of itself or was torn by torn animals. Ezekiel 45. When you allot the land as an inheritance, you shall set aside for the Lord a portion of the land as a holy district, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits wide. It shall be holy throughout its entire extent of this. A square plot of 500 by 500 cubits shall be for the sanctuary, with 50 cubits for an open space around it. In the holy district, you shall measure off a section 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide, in which shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests who minister in the sanctuary and approach the Lord to minister to him. And that shall be both place for their houses and the holy place for the sanctuary. Another section, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide, shall be for the Levites who minister at the temple as their holding for cities to live in. Along the portion set apart as the holy district, you shall assign as a holding for the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 cubits long. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. And the prince shall belong the land on both sides of the holy district, and the holding of the city alongside the holy district, and the holding of the city on the west and on the east, corresponding in length to one of the tribal portions, and extending from the western to the eastern boundary of the land. It is to be his property in Israel. And my princes shall no longer oppress my people, but they shall let the house of Israel have the land according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, enough, O princes of Israel, put away violence and oppression and do what is just and right. Cease your evictions of my people, says the Lord God. You shall have honest balances, an honest ephah, and an honest bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of the same measure, the bath containing one-tenth of a homer and the ephah one-tenth of a homer. The homer shall be the standard measure. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall make a minor for you. Verse 13, this is the offering that you shall make, one-sixth of an ephah from each homer of wheat, and one-sixth of an ephah from each homer of barley, and the fixed portion of oil, one-tenth of a bath from each core, like the homer contains 10 baths, and one sheep from every flock of 200 from the pastures of Israel. This is the offering for grain, offering burnt offerings, and offerings of well-being to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall join the prince in Israel in making this offering. But this shall be the obligation of the prince regarding the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings, and the festivals, the new moons, and the Sabbaths. All the appointed festivals of the house of Israel, he shall provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, the burnt offerings, and the offerings of well-being to make atonement for the house of Israel. Verse 18, thus says the Lord God, in the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and purify the sanctuary. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and the posts of the gate of the inner court. You shall do the same on the seventh day of the month for anyone who has sinned through error or ignorance. So you shall take atonement for the temple.
Okay, I'm reading Ezekiel 45, verse 21 from the English Standard Version. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall celebrate the feast of the Passover, and for 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day, the prince shall provide for himself and all the people of the land a young bull for a sin offering. And on the 7 days of the festival, he shall provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 young bulls and 7 rams without blemish on each of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. And he shall provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and a hin of oil to each ephah. In the seventh month, on the 15th day of the month, and for the 7 days of the feast, he shall make the same provision for sin offerings, burnt offerings and grain offerings, and for the oil. Ezekiel chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that faces east shall be shut on the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the vestibule of the gate from outside, and shall take his stand by the post of the gate. The priest shall offer his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. The people of the land shall bow down at the entrance of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering with the ram shall be an ephah. And the grain offering with the lamb shall be as much as he is able, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. On the day of the new moon, he shall offer a bull from the herd without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, which shall be without blemish. As a grain offering, he shall provide an ephah with the bull, and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs, as much as he is able, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. When the prince enters, he shall enter by the vestibule of the gate, and he shall go out by the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed feast, he who enters by the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate, and he who enters by the south gate shall go out by the north gate. No one shall return by the way of the gate by which he entered, but each shall go out straight ahead. When they enter, the prince shall enter with them, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the feast and the appointed festivals, the grain offering with the young bull shall be an ephah, and with a ram an ephah, and with the lambs as much as one is able to give, together with a hin of oil to an ephah. When the prince provides a freewill offering, either a burnt offering or peace offerings as a freewill offering to the Lord, the gate facing east shall be opened for him, and he shall offer his burnt offering or his peace offerings as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he is gone out, the gate shall be shut. You shall provide a lamb a year old without blemish for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning you shall provide it, and you shall provide a grain offering with it morning by morning, 1/6 of an ephah and 1/3 of a hin of oil to moisten the flour as a grain offering to the Lord. This is a perpetual statute. Thus the lamb and the meal offering and the oil shall be provided morning by morning for a regular burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince makes a gift to any of his sons as his inheritance, it shall belong to his sons. It is their property by inheritance. But if he makes a gift out of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his to the year of liberty. Then it shall revert to the prince. Surely it is his inheritance. It shall belong to his sons. The prince shall not take any of the inheritance of the people, thrusting them out of their property. He shall give his sons their inheritance out of his own property, so that none of my people shall be scattered from his property. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, to the north row of the holy chambers for the priest. And behold, a place was there at the extreme western end of them. And he said to me, this is the place where the priest shall boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offerings, in order not to bring them out into the outer court, and so communicate holiness to the people. Then he brought me out to the outer court and led me around to the four corners of the court. And behold, in each corner of the court there was another court, and the four corners of the court were small courts, 40 cubits long and 30 broad. The four were of the same size. On the inside, around each of the four courts, was a row of masonry with hearths made at the bottom of the rows all around. Then he said to me, these are the kitchens where those who minister at the temple shall boil the sacrifices of the people. Ezekiel chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side, going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand. The man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. As I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah and enters the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so that everything will live where the river goes. Fishermen will stand beside the sea. From Engedi to Ingaglim, it will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for the salt. And on the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing."
I'll be reading from the New American Bible, picking up at Ezekiel verse 13. "Thus says the Lord God, these are the boundaries of the land which you shall apportion among the 12 tribes of Israel, with Joseph having two portions. You shall apportion it equally, because I swore to give it to your ancestors as a heritage. This land then is your heritage. These are the borders of the land. On the northern side, from the great sea in the direction of Hethlon, Lebohatham, to Zedzad, Barathum, and Sidram, along the frontiers of Damascus and Hamath, to Hazar Enon on the border of Haran. Thus the borders extend from the sea to Hazar Enon, north of the border of Damascus, the frontier of Hamath to the north. This is the northern boundary. The eastern border shall be between Damascus and Haran, while the Jordan will form the border between Gilead and the land of Israel, down to the eastern sea as far as Tamar. This is the eastern border. The southern border shall be southward from Tamar to the waters of Meribeth Kesh on the Wadi of Egypt and into the Great Sea. This is the southern boundary. The western border shall have the Great Sea as a boundary as far as a point opposite Lebo Hamath. This is the western boundary. You shall divide this land according to the tribes of Israel. You shall allot it as heritage for yourselves and for the resident aliens in your midst who have fathered children among you. You shall treat them like native Israelites. Along with you, they shall receive a heritage among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe the resident alien lives, there you shall assign his heritage." Oracle of the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 48. These are the names of the tribes. At the northern end, along the side of the way of Hethlon, Lebo Hamath, and Hazaranon, the border of Damascus, and northward up to the frontier with Hamath, from the eastern border to the western. Dan, one portion. Along the territory of Dan, from the eastern border to the western border, Asher, one portion. Along the territory of Asher, from the eastern border to the western border, Naphtali, one portion. Along the territory of Naphtali, from the eastern border to the western border, Manasseh, one portion. Along the territory of Manasseh, from the eastern border to the western border, Ephraim, one portion. Along the territory of Ephraim, from the eastern border to the western border, Reuben, one portion. Along the territory of Reuben, from the eastern border to the western border, Judah, one portion. Along the territory of Judah, from the eastern border to the western border, is the tract you set apart, 25,000 cubits wide, and as long as one of the portions from the eastern border to the western border. The sanctuary shall stand in the center of the tract. The tract you set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits along by 20,000 wide. The sacred tract will be given to the following. The priests shall have 25,000 cubits on the north, 10,000 on the west, 10,000 on the east, and 25,000 on the south. The sanctuary of the Lord shall be in its center. The consecrated priests, the Zekokites, who fulfilled my service and did not stray with the Israelites as the Levites did, shall have their own tract set apart next to the territory of the Levites, separate from the most holy tract. The Levites shall have territory corresponding to that of the priests, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits wide. The whole tract shall be 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 wide. They may not sell or exchange or transfer any of it. The best part of the land, for it is sacred to the Lord. The remaining section, 5,000 cubits long and 25,000 cubits wide, is profane land assigned to the city for dwellings and pasture. The city is at its center. These are the dimensions of the city. The north side, 4,500 cubits. The south side, 4,500 cubits. The east side, 4,500 cubits. And the west side, 4,500 cubits. The pasture land for the city extends north, 250 cubits, south, 250 cubits, and east, 250 cubits, and west, 250 cubits. The remaining section runs eastward along the sacred tract for 10,000 cubits and westward 10,000 cubits. Its produce shall produce food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel shall cultivate it. The entire sacred tract measures 25,000 by 25,000 cubits. As a square, you shall set apart the sacred tract together with the city property. The remaining land on both sides of the sacred tract and the property of the city shall belong to the prince, extending eastward 25,000 cubits up the eastern boundary and westward 25,000 cubits to the western boundary. This position belongs to the prince and corresponds to the tribal portions. The sacred tract and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the middle, except for the Levites' property and the city's property, which are in the middle of the prince's property. The territory between the portion of Judah and the portion of Benjamin shall belong to the prince. These are the remaining tribes. From the eastern border to the western border, Benjamin one portion. Along the territory of Benjamin from the eastern border to the western border, Simeon one portion. Along the territory of Simeon from the eastern border to the western border, Issachar one person. Along the territory of Issachar from the eastern border to the western border, Zebulun, one portion. Along the territory of Zebulun, from the eastern border to the western border, Gad, one portion. Along the territory of Gad shall be the southern border. This border shall extend from Tamar to the waters of Meribah-Kesh and along the Wadi of Egypt to the Great Sea. This is the land you shall apportion as a heritage among the tribes of Israel. And these are their portions, oracle of the Lord God. These are the exits from the city. One on the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits, the gates are named after the tribes of Israel. On the north, three gates, the gate of Reuben, one, the gate of Judah, one, and the gate of Levi, one. On the east side, measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates, the gate of Joseph, one, the gate of Benjamin, one, and the gate of Dan, one. On the south side, the measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates, the gates of Simeon, one, the gate of Issachar, one, and the gate of Zebulun, one. On the west side, measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates, the gate of Gad, one, the gate of Asher, one, and the gate of Naphtali, one. The circuit of the city shall be 18,000 cubits. From now on, the name of the city is The Lord Is There.
You, Lord God, are the one who is holy, set apart, righteous altogether. Yet you have revealed yourself and made yourself known, available. We give thanks for the hope that brings. Today, in Ezekiel, you call us to mark well, to see and to hear all you would say to us. Help us to do that, Lord, and give us hearts to discern what is pleasing to you. From you comes abundance, the gift of life and the gift of healing. We come to you now by your invitation. We come broken and in need of healing and restoration. Heal us, Lord, we pray. In the place called The Lord Is There, meet with your people. Amen.